Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you're listening to Wonderful Wednesday. Listen, as we continue to talk about present moment actions that you can take that will help you accomplish your future visions, I thought it would be great to talk about how your ego can prevent success, because the ego can actually wreak havoc on the direction you want to go in your life and when it comes to achieving your goals. So it's important that you understand the role that your ego plays when it comes to achieving success. And it's important that you tame your ego. So that's a present moment action that you can take. You know, you want to practice recognizing that ego and, of course, taming that ego so that you can get to where it is you really want to be so you can make your goals happen. I remember this was something that was said to me a long time ago when I was a part of a direct sales company. I was in network marketing and I was brand new in the company. And I had made up my mind that, hey, you know, this is fun and I would like to win. You know, I like to achieve things. So I said, okay, I set my goals and I set out to achieve a specific goal. And when I reached that goal, one of the directors who was not necessarily in my upline, but she was the person that would always give me advice and help me move up the ladder. And she said to me, it's amazing. She had no idea that I was going into this direct sales company. I was already earning six figures and then some in real estate. But I never talked about the fact that, hey, you know what? I'm making this kind of money. I know how to do this. I'm that. And I never said a word. I listened and I implemented because I wanted to be where she was. And she told me, she said, I was amazed to find out that you were already earning six figures plus because you were such a good student. She said, you listened, you learned, you implemented. And if you had questions, you had no problem asking. Now, the reason I wanted to share that story with you, that does not mean that my ego doesn't pop up every now and then. I think we all have an ego. And the object of the game is to understand the role of the ego. It's designed to protect you, but we use it to protect us from the wrong things. You know, I think it convinces us that, hey, our life is fine. Everything is safe. So don't try anything new. Don't step out there. Don't listen to that person. Don't trust that person. Well, that ego needs an overhaul. When it comes to your ego preventing your success, then it's important that you recognize that early in the game. So if you want to have this amazing life that you see, you can have it. If you believe that you can have it, or if you set a goal to go from one level to the next, make no mistake about it. You're supposed to make that happen. As long as you set a goal that doesn't hurt other people, then this is a goal that's for you. You know, I think what happens is when it comes to the ego, we fall into what I call the it's mine syndrome. You know, like the two-year-old mind. This is mine. In other words, you have this great idea. You have these huge goals that you've set and you're super excited about these goals because the idea came from you or the inspiration hit you or you are so excited that you made the decision that you're going to go for something more. So you're excited about it. All of that is fantastic. That's wonderful. But because you came up with the idea or because you were inspired, sometimes we get off track and we start to think, well, I came up with all of this, so it's mine and it's up to me to make it happen. There's a saying, and I don't know who said it. It says, if it's to be, it's up to me. Well, you know what? If it's to be, it is up to you. Yes, because you are driving the car. But the truth of the matter is you got to have a team, because when the car breaks down, yeah, and you don't know how to fix a car, so you need help. So if it's to be, it's not just up to you, okay? It's up to you and those that you are connected to, the people that you're surrounded by, the people who are part of your team. And if you can remember that, then you're going to go very far. Now, today I'm going to give you three ways that your ego can prevent success and kind of throw in some solutions there for you. At the end, that will help you, kind of stay grounded, if you will. I've met people who kind of lost sight of their own let's say their own direction because of their ego. So if you've been not getting the results that you desire, then perhaps your ego is stopping you. And if you say, well, right now I'm pretty humble. Do you know what? When people have no money and they're learning and they're looking for help, they, most of them are super humble. But as we go up the ladder and we see a little sparks of success, we think we've arrived and ego shows up and it sabotages us before we get there. Wait a minute, I could be talking about myself. Been there, done that. I'll be honest with you. So here's the thing. Let's get to the first one. When it comes to how your ego can prevent success, it's important that you pay attention to something other than your imagination. Your imagination can give you ideas. It's amazing. It can cause you to visualize this perfect future. Okay. And I get the whole act as if, you know, as if you already have it, as if it's already done. I get it. That's a biblical concept. But at the end of the day, you really have to still do your homework. You have to consider what the facts are showing you. And yeah, you have to kind of throw in a little bit of gut instinct and some faith and or faith. Okay. So, and the reason why I say and or, because for me, gut instinct is kind of my faith pointing me in a certain direction, but it's kind of, they're not the same thing. Not truly. Okay. So anyway, back to the subject. So you want to do your homework and you want to consider the facts plus what your gut is telling you. And you want to, of course, stay in faith. Sometimes facts are not 100% correct. And so instincts plus facts, that can lead you down the right road and that can keep you moving forward. Because even if your facts are a little bit off, you know, because your gut, you listen to your gut, you're going to run into someone or some opportunity that can either put you back on the right track or accelerate your pace. So you don't want your ego to derail that because you're wrapped up in this imagination. It shows you being king or queen of the mountain and you don't need anyone and you don't need any help. And it's all about you and it's mine, the it's mine syndrome. So you don't want to have that the kind of air about you or that attitude. Don't allow your ego to convince you of something that isn't real. And at the end of the day, you're sitting around wishing and hoping. I've met people like that. And I see them 10 years later, and I'm thinking of someone in particular he's a wonderful person, okay? But at the end of the day, if you try and tell him anything or make a suggestion to him, then he will cut you off. But here's the rest of the story. 10 years ago, I knew the position he was in his life. 10 years later, he's in the exact same place. Okay, so there's been no growth. So you want to take a look at that. So do your homework and consider facts plus your gut instinct and keep your faith about you. The second way that your ego can prevent success and how you can kind of tune in to that or hone in on it and make sure that you are aware is that your imagination plus your ego. I kind of touched on that in the first one I mentioned, but your imagination plus your ego, that's going to cause you to create a kind of a fantasy idea or take you on a journey, this fantastical journey that it's near impossible for you to make happen. Because you are up in your head and you are not doing the work. You are not taking action. You are not learning what you need to learn. You are letting no one else in. And so as a result of that, you are not moving forward. But your ego can convince you that, hey, you are all that in a bag of chips. But here's the thing. It's kind of like being on a merry-go-round and you think that the horses are real. And that they're going somewhere when in fact they're not. They're just going around and around and around. So one of the ways for you to stay grounded, no matter, regardless of whether you want to have a better relationship. See, I've met people like this too when it comes to relationships. And they say, yeah, our relationship is great. Oh man, yeah, it's great. But then you ask the other person and they're not happy at all. And they're like, wow. Dude is so wrapped up in himself, or she is so all about herself. And she's telling her friends how everything is so wonderful and so perfect, when in fact it's not. And if you notice, if things aren't moving forward, and you can tell when things aren't progressing in a relationship, especially in your fitness or anything physical, or in your wealth, you can certainly look at your bank account because numbers don't lie. Okay. And tangible, touchable things will never, ever lie to you, in the sense that if you want to lose weight and you get on the scale, which is a tangible thing showing you real numbers, if those numbers aren't going down, neither are you. Okay. And for those of you that are thinking, well, you know, if you lift weight, muscle weighs more than fat. Okay, let's go there for a minute. All right. So let's say you've kind of bulked up a little bit and you are a little bit more muscular, but either way, your body's going to be toned and you're going to look good in your clothes. Okay. There's not going to be a lot of flab hanging off of you. So flab, fat, touchable, tangible thing. Okay. So tangible things won't lie to you. Right. And did that sound harsh? Okay. That wasn't my intention for it to sound harsh, but I do want you guys to get a clear picture about what the ego can do. You know, here's the thing. It's like a person who has lost like 5 pounds and they want to lose perhaps, I don't know, 70, 80 pounds. So the minute they lose 5 pounds, they go out and buy like a super tight dress and they're totally convinced that they are, that dress is so perfect, when in fact they're spilling out of the dress. Now, that's not a criticism, because guess what? If they intended to wear a dress that they were spilling out of, hey, teach his own, so be it. But if that was not the intention, then yeah, that's where the flaw is. That's where the ego has come into play and convinced that person that they look good in something. Okay, or that they should wear something, or that they're accomplishing goals that when they're not. So this isn't about criticizing what a person looks like in their clothes. This is about the person being in touch with reality, being in touch with whether they're actually getting results or not. That's the thing. So the other thing is if a guy is squeezing into a pair of pants that he wore in high school, okay, and he's thinking, yeah, they still fit. Yeah, okay, and he doesn't realize that the back of the pants are ripping, you know, because, yeah, he needs a little more room, you know, because he's kind of got, you know, spread a little bit. The point I'm making is that, okay, you're not reaching your goals. The ego can really convince us of some amazing things and things that can be counterproductive to our success. Now, don't get me wrong. The ego gets a bad rap because the ego is designed to protect you. But as I said, it's up to you to understand your ego and tame your ego. And you must be in touch with the reality of things and not a fake reality, which is kind of an oxymoron, the fake reality that your ego is trying to convince you of. So how do you do that? You check your progress. Check your progress. If you're trying to increase your income, look at your bank account. You'll know if it's going up or not. If you want your business to grow, look at your bottom line. Look at your numbers. Look at the customer growth. Look at how many products you're moving and services. Yeah, all of these things will never, ever lead you astray. Okay. And this kind of goes back to the facts, right? So check your progress. Here's the third and final point. The ego will convince you that you have it all figured out and that you don't need help from anyone. Okay. It's mind syndrome. I thought of it. I know it all. And I don't need any help, because at the end of the day, I'm going to get all the glory and they're going to look at me and say, look what she's done, or look what he's done. So it's kind of, you ever met a person and you know they're doing something wrong that will kind of sabotage their goals or sabotage the outcome that they're looking for? And you say, well, may I make a suggestion? And they go, oh, yeah, sure. You make a suggestion. And right in midstream, they cut you off and they go, I know that. So let me get this straight. You already knew this. Okay. And yet you're doing nothing about it. Really? I'm thinking you didn't know. So the point I'm making here is, don't let the ego convince you to say things like that. You know, be a sponge. You know, as I, you know, shared, in the beginning, when I was learning something new in network marketing, I realized, hey, wait a minute, I've never been in network marketing before. Did I understand sales? Yeah, I did. So I knew sales. I studied sales for years. I was in sales and I did really well. But that did not mean there was not something I could learn in this new business. So I learned what I needed to learn and I listened to the winners in the group and those that were achieving. And I made some decisions on my own too, but at the end of the day, I did listen. I didn't close anybody off and I didn't come with the mind syndrome. It's my idea. I signed up for this. This is my money. I'll do it my way. So the thing is that don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't think it makes you look like you're not smart, because what makes you look like you're not smart is needing help and actually not asking for it, because those who know better, they actually know that you need help. So they can actually see that. So if you need help in any area in business, you know, increasing your finances or managing your money better, if you need help in how to have a better relationship, that's something that I had to learn because, hey, you know, my parents were divorced when I was a kid. So, you know, I saw a great, you know, a good relationship between my grandparents. You know, I saw that, you know, but I was older then. And still, I had kind of both sides to look at. And I still had to learn some things. I also had to learn about having a better relationship with myself first before I could have a great relationship with anybody else. So there are things that we need to learn. And don't let anybody make you feel inadequate or make you feel like you're not good enough when you ask, because you ask for help. That's what makes you good enough. That's what makes you stronger. That's what makes you smarter. So, you know, don't let your ego stop you from succeeding. Get the help that you need when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your business, when it comes to your health. You know what? Going to the doctor. Now, I'm not a fan of modern medicine, okay? Because I'm not going to get into why on this show, but the point I'm making is that I'm not, but that still does not mean that I don't have respect for doctors, you know, who studied the human body and who know things that I don't know. So do I go for my checkups and I go to the doctor and I pay, you know, listen to what they say. And yeah, I make the final call because it's at the end of the day, I'm going to not put every pill on the planet in my body. Okay, so, and then I'll have to suffer the consequences of that. Is that an egotistical decision? It could be, and I may not know it. But as I said, the ego is designed to protect you. But now if I just totally discounted everything the doctors say, or I don't even bother to go to the doctor because I don't need them. I mean, it's my body and I can take care of it. And I think I know everything about the body. Well, yeah, now that is way too egotistical. And that may prevent me from reaching the level of fitness that I want to reach. So those are just some examples. Now, if you want to get beyond all of that as we wrap up for today, if you want to get beyond all of that and get to where it is you want to be, then you know what you need to do? You want to learn to be humble. See, we don't ask for help because we think it makes us look silly. We think it makes us look dumb or it makes us look bad. We don't check our facts because we don't want the facts to show us something other than what we want to see. Okay, because we have this great idea and we need to believe that it's going to work. We need to believe that people are going to want what we have, even if they don't want it. Okay, or even if there's no market for it. Okay, and don't get me wrong, you could have a fabulous idea that there's no market for that idea, but with a little bit of tweaking or some more, you know, a little bit of input on facts and extra work, you could probably take that exact same idea and improve on it and make it something that is marketable. So it's all about keeping that open mind and understanding that you can get to where it is you want to be. You can reach the goals, you know, that future vision that you set for yourself. But you have to be humble enough to ask for help. And you have to be honest enough with yourself to know that you need to ask for help. So take a look at whether you're growing in the way that you want to grow. Take a look at whether you're getting what you want to get out of your life. Take a look at all of these things and see how it's working out for you. If it's working out, great. Continue to learn more and keep moving up the ladder. If it's not working out for you at all, you are on that merry-go-round thinking that you're in a real horse when in fact it's plastic, or whatever it's made of, and you're just not going anywhere, then yes, you know, seek some help. Go out and get what it is you need to get. Okay. So with that being said, you guys, I will say this on our designingyourlifetoday.com. We have a little voice email where, and I put that there because I think it's easier than sitting there and trying to type everything. You guys can just speak what you need and get some responses a lot faster. So, you know, if there's some help areas that you need help in, by all means, use that. We don't play those emails on our podcast or anything like that, unless one is just so great. And of course, we'd contact you and ask for your permission. So we don't do any of that without your permission. But the point I'm getting to here is that if you need help and you don't know where to go, just go ahead and contact us. Or yes, you can send us an email. And you can email me directly to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com if you don't want anybody to see your email, so that you can get what you need, so you can make your future vision real. This is 2019, your year to do life with power and make it all happen. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. We'll be back on Thriving Thursday with another amazing show that will give you some present moment actions that you can take for your future visions, making your future visions real. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.